In the lively setting of Roberts Creek Community Hall, the Coast String Fiddlers took center stage last month. The youthful group opened on February 17 for the concert by Delhi to Dublin, a four-member ensemble that averages 100 shows a year playing a fusion of Bhangra, Celtic, dubstep, reggae, and electronica. According to Art Beat sources, the Fiddlers' opening performance was not merely a display of musical talent, but a celebration of inclusiveness, diversity, and community involvement. The group's participation was enabled through leadership from the Roberts Creek Community Association as well as Serena Eads. Eads has deep ties to Roberts Creek and is herself the violinist of Delhi to Dublin. Led by its music director Anika Bonser, there are currently 10 members in the Coast String Fiddlers. Although numbers have diminished compared with previous years, the musicians embody a spirit of unity through music. The ensemble is based in Gibson's and its rehearsals take place at Calvary Baptist Church every Friday. The Coast String Fiddlers have been increasing their presence in the community by playing gigs at the Persephone Brewing Company on Christmas Eve and the cultural celebrations of Robbie Burns Night at the Pender Harbor Legion and Gibson's Legion in January. On each occasion they appeared as enthusiastic ambassadors of fiddle music. Followers and fans are encouraged to connect with the Coast String Fiddlers via facebook.com/Coast String Fiddlers Association. The group is also seeking new musicians to amplify the power of their music. A monstrously insightful tale. Don't expect to see terrifying beasts in the Japanese drama, Thriller Monster presented by the Sunshine Coast Film Society. The film will be screened on Monday, March 11 at 7:30 p.m. at the Heritage Playhouse in Gibson's, and on Thursday, March 21 at 2 p.m. at the Raven's Cry Theatre in Seashelt. There are no literal monsters, just monstrous assumptions that can lead people down unnecessarily painful paths. The narrative by Hirokazu Kore-Ida, also director of Shoplifters, unfolds like an intricate puzzle, a compassionate, compelling tale told from numerous perspectives. Monster had its world premiere at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival where it competed for the Palme d'Or and was honored with the Queer Palme and Best Screenplay Award. Director Kore-Ida's collaborative approach brings out the best in his actors to create a mesmerizing study that defies film's two dimensions. The movie will be screened in Japanese with English subtitles. Membership in the Sunshine Coast Film Society is required, ages 18 and above. Memberships and tickets are available in advance online, scfs.ca, or with cash only at the door. Last off the page. For now, the final off-the-page play reading of the season takes place on March 10 at 1 p.m. at the Heritage Playhouse in Gibson's. House and Home is written by Lower Mainland playwright Jen Griffin. Her story is a biting, comedic take on Vancouver's current real estate crisis where property values are high, rental vacancy rates are low, and owning your own home is unaffordable for the average home buyer. Hillary, a waitress, poet turned social worker, and Henry, a butoh dancer turned lawyer, didn't know how lucky they were when they managed to escape bad roommates and buy a house before the real estate market skyrocketed. Finding themselves house rich and cash poor, they abandon their values and plunge into the world of short-term rentals. How far will they go to keep their house? The performance features Crystal Chong, Dave Hirchabais, Peter Hill, Justin Houston, Ivy Locke, Wanda Nowicki, and Pamela Girone, who will read stage directions. Admission is by donation, $10 suggested. Comedy priced right. In last week's Arts and Culture pages, we reported an incorrect ticket price for the upcoming performance by the improvisers at the Heritage Playhouse in Gibson's. The correct cost for tickets is $45. They are available for purchase online via heritageplayhouse.com. We regret the error. Fallacious fictions are more suited to the stage than newsprint. Quest for Festival Memories. The Coast Reporter's Arts and Culture writer is preparing coverage of a momentous milestone, the 50th Sunshine Coast Festival of the Performing Arts, taking place April 9 to 25 at St. Hilda's Anglican Church in Seashelt. He is seeking stories and photos, especially from former participants, volunteers and board members regarding their experiences in any festival year from 1974 to 2019. Make contact via email. arts@coastreporter.net.